Welcome back, and this is Chapter 2. This is one of the power plays, a bid for attention. This is one of my favorite relationship tips, and if you're not doing this already, start doing this. Implement this. So, how much attention do you really give your partner? I'm willing to bet it's not as much as you think. Attention to others communicates interest and respect. Both are key elements to winning your relationship game. The power plays sprinkled throughout this book are intended as easy techniques to inject quick connection between you and your partner. You can use this power play even if your partner is not playing along with you. Your partner doesn't even have to know you're doing it. Bids for attention are attempts to engage or connect with your partner. It's any type of communication, verbal or not, where you expect a response. And most couples do this very casually all the time. So why is it important to recognize and acknowledge bids for attention? Because unmet bids for attention develop into a source of discontent, a type of insecurity, really. According to research by Dr. John Gottman, successful couples appropriately respond to bids for attention 86% of the time. And I know that you want to be in that number, so you're going to want to know how to do this. So bids for attention look like this. Your partner sends you an email or a text. Your partner tells you what their plans for the day are. Your partner comments on what a nice day it is. Your partner mentions something that they'd like to do this weekend. Your response communicates interest or lack of interest to your partner, depending on whether you respond or not. For example, my husband and I have a non-traditional living situation. We've been married for many years, but he's lived and worked overseas a large part of that time. Recently, he started a new job and he was extremely busy getting things in place. I would send emails with information, a story I thought he'd like, or something funny, and he wouldn't respond. So I started to think he didn't care what I had to say. My feelings got a little hurt. And I don't know about you, but when I get hurt, I sometimes feel a little bit angry. And luckily, I'm smarter than I used to be, and instead of acting out of my anger, I checked it out with myself. I realized that my emailing was a bid for attention, and his lack of a response left me feeling unimportant. So I explained it to him, and now, even if it's just a word or two, he'll usually respond to all of my emails. So how can you respond to bids for attention? Dr. Gottman notes three methods of response: turning towards, turning away, and turning against. So turning towards, of course, is a positive or at least a neutral response. Turning away is an absence of a response. And then turning against would be a negative response. So to clarify with an example, you're watching TV in the evening. It's your favorite show. Your partner comes in the room and says, "I think I'm going to take a walk." That's a bid for attention. You could respond in any of the three following ways. A turning towards. You look up and say, "Okay, see you later." Turning away. You remain fixated on the TV and don't respond. Turning against. You roll your eyes and say, "Can't you see that I'm watching TV?" Bids for attention come in many varieties. It can be asking, "How do I look?" or "Will you get me a drink?" It can be a simple comment like, "I'm going to take a walk." Responses can come in just as many varieties. It can be, "Uh-huh, okay," or it can spark a full-on conversation. You might be thinking, "This is going to be freaking exhausting." It doesn't have to be, and building this habit is going to be worth it. So the recap. Bids for attention are how you try to engage or connect with your partner. And a consistent turning towards response to your partner's bids for attention conveys interest and respect. So practice time. Starting today, make your commitment to use this power play every day. There should be a worksheet included in your bundle. Notice the bids for attention that your partner makes. Do they walk by and put their hand on your shoulder? Do they tell you about a news story that you could care less about? Now, your challenge is to respond with a consistent turning towards approach. Simply acknowledging the bid in a positive or neutral way will suffice. Turn and smile when they touch your shoulder. Say, oh, cool, when they tell you about the news story. If your partner's playing along, you can keep each other accountable. If you're on your own, can you share this chapter with your partner and see if they'll take the challenge with you? If not, practice being the very best at noticing and turning towards your partner's bid for attention. That's a winner's habit. If you get stuck, you can always send me an email, allison@allisonvelez.com. Now, as I'm reading this chapter and talking about bids for attention, I realized that I didn't focus too much on why answering bids for attention are so important. And it really is to reinforce that safety and security that we all need to feel with our partners. When we start to not feel that safety and security, that's when we tend to get anxiety and feel like the relationship is maybe not as stable as it once was. So bids for attention may seem like a really simple thing, but think about it. If your partner ignores you for a certain amount of time, doesn't that start some really negative feelings up in you? I know it really does in me. So it's important to always be responding to your partner's bids for attention. And it really is a power play. So good luck, and now on to the next chapter. Thanks.